This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so there's a lot of talk and a lot of fight now over the essential health benefits as the GOP is trying to repeal and replace Obamacare. And the provision requires insurers to cover the basics like prescriptions and hospitalizations, but what the left is trying to make it appear is that the GOP wants to get rid of it. The GOP wants to get rid of prescriptions. The GOP wants to get rid of hospitalization. I don't think that's the case. Now, Vox.com, and there's a whole bunch of different sources out there, says, in an attempt to make the insurance marketplace fairer and more viable, the law required insurance products sold in the individual market, the fully insured small group market, and for people who got Medicaid through state expansions to cover a list of 10 essential benefits. And the list included some pretty basic medical care, pregnancy, maternity care, lab tests. This was not uncontroversial by any means. All right. These essential health benefits were supposed to be a part of the health care law that nobody could really fight. Okay, you know, remember, when the Affordable Care Act needed to get passed and needed to be accepted by the public and then purchased, health insurance plans purchased, okay, they had to try to make it look like you were getting a product that had 10 essential health benefits. So it would cover your basic mammogram, or it would cover dental coverage, or it would I don't think it covered dental coverage except for children, prescription drug coverage, childbirth, mental health services, etc. So they knew that people were going to have to buy a product, and they were going to have to put a sticker on that product, or put some advertising on that product, and so they said, we're going to make sure that plans cover the essential health benefits. Now, what was very nice as a doctor in having patients come in with a quote-unquote Obamacare plan or something they bought on the health insurance exchange is they did get a physical. Most insurance companies included a physical, which I think should be, you know, if you're going to buy a product for health insurance, it better include a physical. So people would get a physical. So they would come in, they get their physical, right? Maybe they wouldn't get that many other visits included in that, but then be able to get a physical. Did the physical include an EKG? No, they wouldn't cover it. Did the physical include a UA, a urinalysis? When I billed it to Medicare, nope, they wouldn't pay the urinalysis. Did the physical include a chest x-ray because you smoked? Nope. So you came in. I was able to see you. I was able to examine you. Which is a lot. You know, I was able to get a history from you. I would be able to refer you. I would be able to order labs. Most of the basic labs in some insurances would be covered. But in a lot of people, no, the labs weren't. Well, that's not a part of the physical. What do you mean? Cholesterol, a cholesterol panel, or a blood sugar panel is not part of the physical. No, technically we don't screen at that age. Look, the guy is 35 years old. All right, I'm concerned that maybe he may be developing diabetes. He's obese. You know, he works in a casino, and his lunch time is basically, you know, whatever food he could get from the, you know, staff cafeteria. So he's not eating home-cooked meals because his lunch hour ends up being his dinner time. No, we're not covering it. You know, people would come in saying, look, I want a PSA. I want, you know, my prostate, specific antigen run to check my prostate. Insurance didn't include that under the physical. So the one thing that we doctors found out is of these 10 essential health benefits, they weren't necessarily freebies that people would get with their insurance. When I went for my mammogram, I ended up leaving that place with a $350 tab because there was a small spot they had to look at on ultrasound, and they didn't ultrasound the whole breast. They only ultrasounded one part. And mind you, I get that. My breasts are a little large, so I understand that the whole breast could take 72 days to do. And so them spending whatever amount of time only covered, you know, a square centimeter, I get that. But to be joking aside, it was a very quick, very terse ultrasound. I walked out of there spending $350. Yet before Obamacare, my mammogram, I maybe had a $10, $20 copay at the most, if I even had one. So what the hell is going on here? So they say in this article here, Republican Congress members have been pretty consistent about their desire to get rid of this part of the law. They said it has driven up the cost of premiums, and they argue limited Americans' freedom of choice. Now, before this all gets twisted, a big concern people had is if they were spending $1,200 a month on premiums, why are they paying for maternity care if they're a 70-year-old man and they're married to a 69-year-old woman? Why are their premiums so high? Well, I understand they could be covered under Medicare. I get that. But, okay, let's say you're a 59-year-old man. Why is he paying for maternity? If the cost of the insurance is so high because we have to pay for pregnant women, why are non-pregnant people having to pay? Why are men having to pay? And so, you know, what was discussed, and I'm not sure how this new plan addresses that, because, again, it's, you know, the repeal and the replacement process is going to be a very methodical, long, drawn-out process, unfortunately. But what was suggested years ago was, look, if people don't want to pay for people's abortions, or they don't want to pay for people's birth control, or they don't want to pay for people's prostate tests, or they don't want to pay for other people's, then have a basic plan that people buy. And if they're male, they pay extra amounts for X, Y, and Z. If they're a female, they pay extra amounts for X, Y, and Z. Didn't really go far, okay, because the way insurance works is the healthy pay for the sick. That's just the way it works. Somebody sick causes that insurance company an arm and a leg. Somebody healthy is where the insurance company gets their income. So we'll see what happens with these 10 essential health benefits. 1-877 Doc Belly. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client,
client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. You bet I do. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, studies come out saying lungs aren't just for breathing. That lungs may participate in another activity that we didn't think about. Right? They say that lungs play a key role in how blood is formed, according to a study in Nature out of the University of California, San Francisco. They say scientists studying the lungs of mice discovered to their surprise that lungs produced about half the platelets, blood components necessary for stopping bleeding. And they say it's been long assumed that most, if not all, of these platelets were generated in the bone marrow and not the lungs. What's more is they also discovered that lungs have what, quote, New Atlas describes as a backup reservoir of blood stem cells. that can step in when those in the blood marrow run dry, and that these cells travel freely between the marrow and the lungs. This finding definitely suggests a more sophisticated view of the lungs, that they're not just for respiration, but also a key partner in formation of crucial aspects of the blood. They say what we've observed here is mice strongly suggest that the lungs may play a role in blood formation in humans. If that holds true, researchers say the findings could not only lead to better treatment of blood diseases, but improve the odds of successful lung transplants. They say the clue came from a discovery of a large number of megakaryocytes, cells that produce platelets in mice lungs. Now, you know, the lungs, you guys know what the lungs, you know, are designed to do. They are supposed to allow blood to get oxygen, and their job is to take the blood from the circulatory system, right, and cell by cell give it oxygen. If you ever looked at alveoli, the little baby air sacs where air exchanges from oxygen to the blood, all right, the cells are practically single file. And for the lungs to be able to mobilize that, I don't know if you guys have ever, you know, seen an army movie, you know, where they're trying to mobilize the troops. Okay, I'd say the lungs are probably some of the best staff sergeants out there, where they could take the blood, because the blood comes from the heart, right? You know, the heart beats. You have the four chambers of the heart. Deoxygenated blood comes back from the body, coming into the right atrium of the heart. Think of the heart like a kind of a four-segmented box. In the upper right, blood comes back from the body, deoxygenated. Then it goes into the right ventricle. The right ventricle pushes it through the pulmonary artery into the lungs. Then the blood is in the lungs, gets oxygenated, comes back through the pulmonary vein into the left atrium, goes down into the left ventricle, and then the left ventricle pushes the blood out through the body. So here's the blood cells coming back, going, yeah, do you have a good day? Yeah, it was a good shift. Yeah, I got the liver look good. I didn't go to the liver. Where do you? My route took me to the kidneys. Oh, that was a good route. How was it? Well, it was, you know, like the 101. Can't get anywhere on the Ventura Freeway. I know. I know. They got to do something about it. Well, yeah, you know, the Democrats. I hear you. Anyway, okay. So the red blood cells. Okay, they're talking. They talk to each other. Okay, and then the heart pumps it into the lungs. Okay, now the lungs, they kind of want some peace and quiet. Remember we talked about how the kitty cats may purr because there's too much noise. Okay, so now here's all the blood cells going. Oh, here we go to the lungs. Here we go. All right, let's get our oxygen. Yay! Yee-haw. Okay, and the lungs are like, okay, everybody, come on, hold the phone. All right, you all, it's kind of like feeding time. You know, kind of like at the mess hall. All right, guys, hold on. Everybody, line up single file. What? All right, so then you know you start to get the traffic, and they go, you know, 101 is nothing like this. All right, and then they start to line up, and as they go through the different vessels, as they go down into the capillaries, and meanwhile, the lungs are breathing. You know, the oxygen's coming in, and the lung tissue is like, oh, man, look at these bozos coming down. Oh, come on, bozos, my foot. Then they start to fight. You know, no, we're the Marines. No, we're the Marines. We're the Air Force. So anyway, here they are. They're going back and forth, and they're kind of, you know, giving each other some crap, all right? But overall, everybody works together, and they come up with some real nice, juicy, bright, red, oxygenated blood. So now we have that oxygenated blood coming back. All right? They're like, man, look at us. Yee-haw, hoo-hoo, ready for work. They go back to the left atrium, go down to the left ventricle, and then the left ventricle pumps this sucker out through the aorta. And up through the aorta, then it goes down through the body. So I don't know exactly where we would start seeing platelet production. It's kind of busy in there. And nobody gets a break. I mean, they are working 24/7. But there could be some aspect to it that we just don't know about. But I got to tell you, if we figure this out, I want to teach you guys, because you know how smart you guys sound? I can't wait to tell my medical students this. The lungs can make platelets. What are platelets? They're the clotting factors. When you bleed, platelets come to help stop the bleeding. You need that. Otherwise, your blood, remember, you are a very wet machine. You are very wet and juicy. You got a lot of blood vessels. You got a lot of, so you need something that could clog the patches if you have some sort of a blood vessel that otherwise wants to spurt, right? Or if you bang into something and you bruise, you want to make sure that the blood stops. And your body has these platelets that help, you know, clot that blood so you don't continue to bleed. So this is a fascinating system. I think it's one of the most exciting systems in the world. I just think it's amazing to watch. I just don't know where the platelets would be formed if not in the bone marrow. So I'd like to look more at this. But, you know, the mice tell us a lot. So long live the mice. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A judge allows a woman to undergo in vitro fertilization with her dead husband's sperm. Judge in Barcelona is allowing a woman to, the prosecution is insisting that it is not possible to ascertain that the man would have consented if he lived. The prosecution said that the treatment is not convenient for a woman who is single. It's about supposed to be like an act of convenience. But a judge in Barcelona is going to allow a woman to do this. Apparently, back in 2014, the man decided to freeze his sperm before undergoing a very aggressive cancer treatment that would make him sterile. After the treatment ended, the couple took the first steps to start in vitro fertilization. But after a few months, the man worsened and later died. They got married in the hospital just a day before his death. The woman has since tried to get pregnant four times, but had to stop when the clinic demanded a judicial order because a year had passed. According to Spanish law, genetic material of a deceased person can be used within 12 months of the death. However, the prosecution has based its case on moral grounds more than legal ones. The prosecutor suggests that if he were alive, he would have divorced or would not have wanted children. She makes a series of baseless claims that are not legal. If this were so, wills would never be valid, according to the lawyer. The lawyer said that as universal heiress, her client has the right to decide what to do with this genetic material. So if you inherit everything from, God forbid, a spouse dying, you will then inherit everything in the bank, money, if there's, you know, safe deposit box, watches, whatever, if that's, you know, in the will, and then whatever's in the sperm bank. So it makes sense. So the lawyer said she's the universal heiress. Her client has the right to decide what to do with this genetic material. We would be before the absurdity that she cannot use this genetic material for herself, but could give it to another woman. The widow said that when he was already very sick, her husband signed a paper agreeing to have her conceive a child with his sperm. See, to me, that's cut and dry. You know, it doesn't make sense that, you know, here's sperm in a sperm bank, so that could go to another woman, but it can't go to the wife. It doesn't make sense. So after 6 months, me and my psychologist that considered the process, she said would get started. She's 37 years old, so she's afraid she's running out of time. The judge has agreed with us, but the prosecutor has presented some criteria that do not seem too correct. They say this will greatly slow down the process. All right, personally, I think it's wonderful, you know, to be able to, shall we say, propagate somebody who left you. I think it's a beautiful thing. Now, I know critics will say, well, wait a second, what about Darwinian selection? He had an aggressive cancer and he died, and it sounds like he died young. Is it fair to have progeny from somebody who died having aggressive cancer? Well, that might not have been why they couldn't get pregnant, okay? Maybe they were trying to get pregnant and it was her fertility issues. So, you know, who are we to say, or who are we to kind of judge? And say, look, you know, it was never supposed to be meant to be. It's obviously, it brings up a lot of ethical issues now. You know, you have somebody who passed away, should all people be alive when their children is being, you know, are being created? But it sounds like he gave his consent and she inherited it like the VCR, you know? So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So an expert is saying that bad driving may be due to glaucoma. We don't talk a lot about glaucoma on the show because a lot of my listeners don't have it. But I do want to talk about it. This is very interesting. This actually comes from the Tribune Online. An eye expert, Dr. Olutoki Ayorindi, has cautioned Nigerians to be wary of drivers that continually experience minor damages resulting from accidents on one side of their vehicle, saying that they may be becoming blind not because of cataracts, but because of glaucoma. He's a consultant community ophthalmologist, and he stated during this year's World Glaucoma Day celebration, which has been celebrated, I don't know exactly the exact day of World Glaucoma Day, I apologize. Now there's so many days out there that we celebrate, not celebrate, but we make awareness for medical conditions. I'll look it up. But According to the ophthalmologist, she said a significant loss in side vision due to glaucoma may account for such accidents, particularly when one side of the vehicle is most often affected. So looking at the way cars are being hit or I don't know, you don't want to use the word injured for a car. Some of us look at cars as our babies. But in terms of, you know, the damage done to the car, if it's more one side, shall we say, that could be a sign that that person has glaucoma. Now, glaucoma was the second most common cause of blindness in the world, and that the eye problem initially does not give any symptoms. She says central vision is the last thing to be affected, which is what you see directly. So your side vision or your peripheral vision would have gone. Now, it is preventable. It is treatable. But unfortunately, glaucoma could be irreversible. So let me teach you guys about glaucoma really quickly, okay? So it's a disease. What glaucoma is it's a disease that affects your optic nerve. And the optic nerve is what transmits eye signals from the eye to the brain. If you start to get fluid buildup in the front part of the eye, the extra fluid will increase the pressure in the eye, and then you get the back pressure on the optic nerve. They say glaucoma is the leading cause of blindness for people over 60 years old. There are two major types. You got the primary open angle glaucoma, and then you have the angle closure or the narrow angle glaucoma. So basically, you have drainage systems throughout your body. If not, they drain outward. Okay? There can't be stasis with any sort of fluid. And so with the eye, the primary open angle glaucoma is kind of the more common type. It happens gradually where the eye does not drain fluid as well as it should, kind of like a clogged drain. And according to AAO.org, I think that's the American Academy of Ophthalmology, the eye pressure starts to build, and then it results in the optic nerve damage. And that type of glaucoma is painless, and many times you don't even notice vision changes. Why do you think every time you go to the eye doctor, they do that little puff of air, or they used to actually touch your eye? I couldn't stand having my eye touched. Well, now they have tests that are less uncomfortable, so they could test the pressure of the eye. It's amazing. And these Tonopens, wow. I mean, how they could quickly get a reading so fast. They say some people could have optic nerves that are sensitive to normal eye pressure, so then their risk of glaucoma could be higher than normal. Regular eye exams obviously are important to keep an eye on the eye pressure to make sure you're not getting issues with your optic nerve. Then you have the angle closure glaucoma, or the closed angle glaucoma, or the narrow angle glaucoma. This happens, they say, when your iris, okay, is very close to the drainage angle. The iris is kind of the pretty color of your eye. The iris can end up blocking the drainage angle. They say to think of it as a piece of paper sliding over the sink drain. When the drainage angle then gets completely blocked, boom, now your eye pressure rises very quickly, and now you could get an acute attack where, you know, you've heard of these people going, oh, I had an acute angle closure. These acute angle closures, that means rather than chronically where, all right, you're having some buildup, and then you slowly go blind. This is where, boom, you have a blockage of the flow right then and there, and you get an acute attack. So your vision will be blurry. You could have severe eye pain. You could have a headache. You could feel sick to your stomach, throw up, rainbow-colored rings or halos, etc. And, you know, you could possibly have a chronic angle closure glaucoma. But still, again, the symptoms are going to be a lot more, abrupt, okay? So, who is more at risk? African Americans over age 40? Anybody who's over 60? Especially Mexican Americans, according to the NIH, and people with a family history of glaucoma. Now, when you get a dilated eye exam, when you go to the eye doctor, they're going to look at your pressure. They're going to look at the thinness of your cornea. They're going to look at your optic nerve and look at that anatomy. They're going to, and they're going to monitor you. And they detect you with your visual acuity. And obviously, you're having vision issues peripherally. All right, that could be a problem. The vision field test, looks at your peripheral side vision. Dilated eye exam, so they'll dilate you, dilate the pupils. This way they can look at the back, look at the optic nerve, which you're able to see from the eye exam. The tonometry is where they can measure the pressure. They may numb the your eye and then put the little Tonopen on your eye. Some of you will feel that little patch of air. Pachymetry is a measurement of the thickness of your cornea. And the eye care professional applies a numbing drop to your eye and uses an ultrasonic wave instrument to measure the thickness of your cornea. And so, we can't cure glaucoma. There are treatments out there. There's medicines. Okay? You take these regularly. They can allow your eye to make less fluid. So a lot of people on glaucoma medication, their eyes seem to be a little drier. Some of them will lower the pressure by helping the fluid drain out of the eye. There's also laser trabeculoplasty. So that's where it helps help drain the fluid out of the eye. They can perform it inside the eye clinic. They numb your eye. Yeah, there's a laser machine. They use this high intensity beam of light aimed at the lens, reflected at the meshwork inside your eye. And then, they make these little perfectly spaced burns that will stretch the drainage holes in the meshwork so your fluid can drain better. It's very, very cool. Sometimes we just do glaucoma surgery. There's certain conventional surgery that makes a new opening for the fluid to leave the eye. That could also be a possibility. There's also different types of glaucoma. According to the NIH, you have a low tension or a normal tension glaucoma. I remember I was working out. I used to run a lot, and I had to go and get some new contacts. And when they checked my pressure was a little high. But they said, look, we're not worried. That could be because you run or, because you exercise a lot. So sometimes you could increase, your pressure in the eye from activity. We do want to make sure you have good blood pressure. If you are of Mexican American descent, if you are African American and you're over the age of 40, you really should be seeing a regular doctor. Personally, I think we should be seeing an eye doctor every year. If you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, there are so many reasons, and not just for glaucoma. So, yes, maybe, they may recommend, glaucoma screening, at certain intervals, but there's still so many other reasons to see an eye doctor. And then, of course, the biggest concern is the loss of vision. So, and once you lose the vision, it's harder to treat, okay, because that pressure already messed with you. Let me just double check that there's no other, one of you had asked me about being, nearsighted or farsighted. Because of your cornea thickness, being nearsighted or farsighted or the shape of your cornea could affect. Absolutely. The family history of people with glaucoma. If you've ever had an eye injury, that could also mess with the way you could drain fluid. And if you have diabetes, that could cause poor circulation. Even migraines could put you at risk. 1-877, Doc Belly.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, there's apparently a new device that's out that I think men are pretty excited about, I guess, where you are able to examine your semen if you are concerned about fertility. They say the new device will let you turn your iPhone or your smartphone camera into a microscope, which will then allow you to test your semen in the privacy of your own home. Within seconds, the app can assess the quality of a man's sperm with 98% accuracy. They say right now 45 million couples throughout the world are grappling with infertility, according to TheVerge.com. In almost half of those cases, it's because the man is infertile. But testing semen, they say, isn't easy because the man has to unfortunately masturbate at a clinic, and then he has to wait a few days for the results, and it's awkward, it's uncomfortable, it's embarrassing, and so nobody likes to go for a semen analysis. Now that you can do this in your house, now you're saving money because of a trained technician, save yourself through exercise equipment, and can cost patients anywhere between $150 and $350. The device, which was described in a study published today in Science Translational Medicine, makes the whole process much less awkward and much less expensive. They say there's a smartphone attachment, a disposable microchip, and an app. It was 3D printed, and it cost less than $5 to make. They say, I like this device, according to John Amory, an endocrinologist at the University of Washington Medical Center. They say, this is such a great improvement. They say, when it comes to fertility tests, women have a pretty good variety of options, but not men. Men have to go through, unfortunately. And I'm sorry, I'm having some, having some cord issues. So anyway, unfortunately, women have it much easier than guys. So, now you could test over your phone. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hold on one sec. I'm having an issue. I'm sorry. Guys, we're back. Thank you all for tuning in. I apologize. We were having some issues in the studio. I'm having some power issues with the flickering, and I apologize. Won't happen again. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI. No, I did not go to do a fertility test. Come on, people, please. My eggs, I still got some good eggs. If my husband and I wanted to have a baby, whew, yeah, we could. I think my eggs are still popping. Speaking of eggs, this is going to be the start of a very, very long, controversial process. A judge is hearing a challenge to the new Kentucky abortion law. A federal judge will begin hearing arguments Thursday over whether a new Kentucky abortion law should be blocked while opponents challenge it as unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge David Hale will hold a hearing on a challenge to a law passed by the General Assembly in January that requires a doctor to conduct an ultrasound exam and attempt to show and describe the image of the fetus to the patient prior to performing an abortion. Now, remember when this law passed? From what I understand, it was a GOP-dominated legislature that passed this law that the assembly, such that a doctor conducts an ultrasound exam so that the patients could see what they are about to abort. The American Civil Liberty Union of Kentucky is challenging the requirement on behalf of the state's only abortion provider, EMW Women's Surgical Center in Louisville, and has asked the judge to temporarily bar enforcement of the law, which became effective as soon as Governor Matt Bevin signed it January 9th. So, all right, so here's the issue, okay? All right. By the way, there was a second measure also signed into law by Bevin, which bans abortions after the 20th week of pregnancy. No one has challenged that law, though similar laws from other states have been found unconstitutional. So this law is one of two abortion bills that the legislature passed during its first week after Republicans took control of the House. Now, with the idea behind it, all right, and I understand both sides. I see both sides. Is a woman wanting to have an abortion? She may be making this decision, all right, very passionately, very emotionally, and the medical providers may want to provide all the information to have it done. Like, for example, if I have a patient that has a tumor in their lung, I'm going to want to show them the tumor. I'm going to say, here, let's look at the pictures. Same thing with the thyroid. You have a mass on your thyroid, so I want to show you the pictures. Because this is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to take out. But when it comes to an abortion, we don't necessarily show the ultrasound pictures. It's not very commonplace in medicine to do that. If you had a heart issue, we would be showing you the EKG. We would be talking you through the EKG so you would understand the decision you're making. You're about to make a decision for heart surgery or for lung surgery. You need to have informed consent. You need to see it. So the discussion of, well, if somebody is going to have a pregnancy removed, they should see the mass. They should see the subject in question, or they should see the life. They should see the baby. Now, of course, this became politicized. Became very politicized, such that people think that this sort of law or sort of suggestion would be to scare a woman into not having an abortion. We in the medical field, though, don't scare people with an ultrasound. We're not trying to manipulate. We're not trying to whatever. All right? We need to inform. Now, you may have some people say, take it out. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. You don't really have that much. You don't really seem to get that sort of a response from patients. You don't really seem to get that response from people. Most people are like, what is it? What let me conceptualize what it is. But then you have some people that go, I don't want to know. And that's fine. And if they don't want to know, they should have that option. But now we're talking about a fetus. We're talking about a life. So do we honor somebody's wishes, or do we educate them and say, look, this is what's, you know, about to happen. You're going to get an abortion. That's fine. We're going to go through with it, but we want you to see it first. Do you see where this starts to get very controversial? Because it looks like the medical providers will be trying to sway you to not have the abortion by looking at a live baby. Now, on one end, some medical professionals will say, well, wait a second here. If showing you the image of the fetus would cause somebody to change their mind, then that means they weren't going in with proper informed consent. I mean, if there is such fear that a woman who sees her unborn, you know, pregnancy, her unborn fetus, or, you know, sees the heartbeat or whatever, the sac, the, you know, and at, depending on what stage they are in the pregnancy, if there's that much concern that if they see or hear the heartbeat, that they would change your mind that quickly. Well, that means that patient isn't really giving proper informed consent. That means they really aren't, you know, completely vested into making this decision. And that they, you know, but that's not how it's being, promoted, when, it's in legal circles. So, I don't know if it's a challenge on one's American civil liberties that they have to watch a video or they have to see an ultrasound. So obviously there's a lot more to this. I'm trying to make it brief. I get that. But we'll keep you posted. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Antioxidants will not help you beat dementia. Research by the University of Kentucky squashes hopes that if you took vitamin E and you took selenium, you could prevent cognitive decline. They said they were found almost pointless for people with dementia. We'll talk more about this soon. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to. Which is good, because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins, so I remember to take them, too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.